Israel has launched fresh airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Israeli warplanes targeted the southern city of Khan Yunis and an area near the city of Rafah. Witnesses say the early morning attacks hit positions of Palestinian fighters. There have been no casualties. Thousands of Canadian protesters turn out in the city of Montreal against the government's changes to employment insurance. The changes require workers to travel up to 100 kilometers and accept jobs that pay only 70% of their previous hourly wages. Italy's new coalition government is finally preparing to swear in after 2 months of political bickering. Prime Minister Enrico Letta is expected to be the first to take the oath of office administered by President Giorgio Napolitano. The political deadlock wasted efforts to end the worst recession Italy has seen in 20 years. Reports say North Korea is gearing up for a large military drill amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The major exercise will reportedly be held near the North's western port of Nampo. Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea are continuing their joint military maneuvers around the peninsula. Venezuelan authorities say they formally charged American documentary filmmaker Timothy Tracy with funding right-wing groups to cause post-election unrest after President Nicolas Maduro's victory earlier this month. The U.S. says it's looking for more information before commenting on the situation. Authorities in Bahrain detain over 20 people for holding anti-regime protests. Police say the detainees are accused of attacking security forces and blocking roads. A police statement says Bahraini forces are still looking for other suspects. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-monarchy protests since February 2011. Syria has once again rejected claims by the U.S. and Britain that Damascus has used chemical weapons. Syrian Information Minister Omran al-Zawabi called the allegations a barefaced lie. Meanwhile, Russia warned against any foreign intervention in Syria on the pretext that chemical weapons are being used in the country. A bomb attack in the Pakistani town of Kohat kills at least six and injures over 20 others. The explosion hit the election office of a candidate in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Violence is once more on the rise in the country ahead of next month's general elections.